I'm coming in.
Hey, this is Chicago Hill, and you're listening to MTMV Sports. Keep it locked.
What's good, everybody? It's your man, The Voice, MTMV Sports correspondent with this week's timeout. This is where we take a step back and assess the game of life, looking to God for strategies to bring us true success. This week's thoughts, purge. The word purge brings a number of things to mind. Some think of detoxing, maybe with lemon water or some other natural elixir. Others may think of the horror movie, or getting rid of a bunch of clothes and stuff in your house. What does this mean in the realm of sports, though? It may mean a change in personnel, like the Mizzou Tigers did recently by firing their defensive line coach. It could mean bringing in an entirely new coaching staff, or GM, or blowing up the team and bringing in new players. In preparing for this, I looked up toxic athletes, names like Richie Incognito, AI, and Bill Romanowski were all mentioned. One player resonated most with me, though, and that was Terrell Owens. This is because he had the same problem everywhere he went. But one of his most famous public moments was him crying and giving his support for Tony Romo. His relationship with quarterbacks was always strained. It started in San Francisco with Jeff Garcia. As the heir apparent to Jerry Rice, Owens was vocal about his displeasure with their play caller's abilities in the press. Were the Niners underperforming? Yes. Did Garcia's limitations impact this? Absolutely. So I felt him at that time. People were saying he was a troublemaker, but I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Then he went to Philly, and the narrative continued between T.O. and Donovan McNabb. Especially after they lost the Super Bowl. Did Donovan underperform at the end of the biggest game of his career? Yes, he did. Owens berating the face of the franchise furthered the narrative that he was not a good teammate, though. When asked about a celebrity boxing match recently, Owens didn't hesitate to say that he wanted to punch McNabb in the face, taking a shot at the former Campbell spokesman, saying he knocked the chunky soup out of him. Now for his time in Dallas, number 81 felt that Romo had a hand in his release from the Cowboys. We don't know that, but what we do know is that T.O. once again threw his quarterback under the bus and blamed him for the poor performance of the team. Owens was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2018, and rightfully so, as he's the third leading receiver in receiving yards as well as touchdowns, but he's known most for his attitude. San Fran, Philly, and Dallas all ended the same way. Toxic T.O. trotting off to his next destination. In Deuteronomy chapter 23, the children of Israel got instructions on how they should conduct themselves when going to war. Yahweh said to keep the camp holy. Keep it clean. This is probably where the cliche cleanliness is next to godliness comes from. He told them when it was time to take care of their business, take a shovel, go outside the camp, dig a hole, and bury it. He didn't want the mess just gone. He wanted no trace of it, and he wanted none of that being in the camp. Why? Because he wanted a holy place to commune with them. Not one littered with dung. He wanted to give them the victory, but he said he needed their environment to be right in order to do so. The same goes for us. Everyone has junk. We all have waste, toxins in our life that we know need removing, things that need to be purged. We can do nothing outside of God. But he still wants us to use the strengths, gifts, and abilities that he's blessed us with. Now, if it's something that we can't get rid of, we can always bring it to him in prayer and ask him to remove it. Again, it's on us to bring it to him. But he says that he is faithful and just to forgive our sins if we confess them. He promised to separate us from them as far as the east is from the west. Because unlike north and south, these two directions never meet each other, neither will the effects of our toxins, our sins, our junk meet us anymore once God has purged us of them. So here's the play. Create an environment that invites the Lord in by purging. Take your junk outside and bury it so that there's no hint of mess in your camp. It's your man, The Voice, MTV Sports correspondent with this week's timeout. All right, time to get back in the game of life. Until next week, ready, break.
Sports fans rejoice. You're listening to My Team, My Voice with MTMV Sports.